Today's Avos Masech is Bava Kama Davayin Gimel. Our Gemara is discussing the halacha when we have the testimony regarding a theft of an animal and another testimony of the same animal slaughter, or for that matter, any two testimonies that come. The two testimonies were delivered one after the other, but there was a break in between the first and the second, and that break was beyond a time frame known as Toch Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur is where you have a pause of time. There's still, however, such a short pause, there's still shaychut, there's still connection to the overall action or speech, even though this pause took place. So the testimonies, if that pause was too long, would be considered distinct. And this impacts potentially the punishment, for example, witnesses who are proven to be conspiring, zomamim, as we've been discussing, each testimony that they make is part of one testimony they will be judged on if it turns out that they made up the whole thing. And we really need to know then what the length of time of Toch Kedei Dibur actually is. And Amud Beis, the Gemara says in our daf, there are two frameworks for Toch Kedei Dibur, will translate as within the amount of time to speak. One is a teacher's words to his student, a Rebbe's words to his student, not giving any honorifics, just greeting his student. Shalom Alecha, greetings to the student, two words. The response is going to be a little bit longer. That's where a student responds to the teacher and has to actually give the respect to the teacher in that way. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori, says our Gemara. Shalom Alecha to my teacher, my master. If two sets of witnesses testify one after the other, and there is just a quick second in between, what we have now learned is called Toch Kedei Dibur. That's the amount of time that elapses in between the two statements. Rabbi Yossi says to have these two testimonies, these two eduyot, be considered one unit, it needs to be the shorter greeting of Shalom Alecha. That's how much time is allowed to elapse once that amount of time has passed, it's gone beyond that limit of words, then these testimonies will be considered distinct if there was a longer pause. There's a discussion in the Achronim about, first of all, the fact that the Gemara Makos has the text Shalom Alecha Rebbe, leaving off the word Rebbe Umori. So that's just interesting. And the Achronim seem to say that this shorter formulation is probably the correct text, which would cause the actual length of time of Toch Kedei Dibur to be a bit shorter, as well as discussing whether it depends on the speed of one's speech. Somebody could speak very slowly and say these words very drawn out, and someone can speak very quickly. What is considered the actual, in terms of seconds or milliseconds, how would we calculate it? Whether it depends on that speed. So the conclusion of that is that an objective standard has to be set. The Divrei Yechezkel proves this. You know, the Gemara, the case of somebody who tears kriya, a person tears their clothing upon hearing that their loved one has passed away. So the person hears their father passed away. Then the person heard it, but realized, actually, hold on, it didn't happen yet. And then a second later, they're told that it did happen. So do they have to tear their shirt again? So if it was Toch Kedei Dibur, which is going to be an objective standard, as we see, then he's not going to have to tear his shirt again. So that's the discussions in the Achronim. Finally, there's a comment of Tosfot on our daf, quoting from Rabbeinu Tam, the basis of the whole idea of Toch Kedei Dibur. Where does it come from? Explains Rabbeinu Tam that when a person is giving testimony or is in the middle of a business deal, someone comes over and says, hey, how's it going? Greets you, or the Rebbe comes over and greets the person. So the halacha is, you should actually pause your activity and you should greet them back. Based on the Gemara Brachos, Fabam Beis, which teaches Hanosin Shalom Lechaveiro, person who greets their friend. Beino Machzir, and you don't actually greet them back, Nikra Gazlan, you're called a thief. It's a very harsh statement the Gemara makes, how important it is to greet your friend. And therefore, the rabbis establish that these words, Shalom Alecha, are a response that would not disrupt the flow of one's words. And at the same time, they would constitute a very nice way to greet one's friend, even though one is in the middle of something very important. Halacha is so sensitive, even to this level of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, interpersonal relations. Even those who are involved in important business, legal matters, we still don't forget. And the Torah says, don't ever forget about the people around you and about the world around us. That's the responsibility that we have, even when we're involved in things that we find very important and crucial.